Good morning, brothers and sisters. Still dealing with the cold here, so you'll have to bear with me this morning. We are looking this morning at the Eighth Commandment. I invite you to turn in Scriptures to Exodus chapter 20. We'll be reading verse 15 together. Let us give our attention to the reading of God's law. In verse 15 we read, "Thou shalt not steal." So what is assumed in this commandment, this eighth commandment that God has given us, is that there are things that belong to certain people. It's an obvious assumption. And the Shorter Catechism gives us a very simple, concise way of thinking about how we keep the eighth commandment, because we're going to look more positively at how we keep the eighth commandment this morning. It says, "The eighth commandment requireth the lawful procuring and furthering the wealth and outward estate of ourselves and others." So there's two basic foundations to understanding this commandment that we all must understand. First one is that God owns all things. God created all things, and He owns everything that He made. It's got His name on it. He has your name on you. So God owns all things, and therefore the second foundation is that anything that we have is given to us by God. If we just truly believe those two building blocks, those two foundations, we would be very content people. Unfortunately, we do not always do so. But if God has made all things and owns all things, and God has given everything to you that you have, how could we ever think that we are in need of more? Who is wiser, a distributor of resources, than God our Father? It's not the Federal Reserve we're talking about here. God knows all the variables, and He knows how to distribute what He has given to each of us. And so, as I said, the Eighth Commandment assumes that there are things that belong to certain people. God has given us certain things. You can't steal unless there's something that belongs to somebody else. So we want to ask the question, how can we rightly acquire possessions in this life? What is the lawful way to do so? It says the Eighth Commandment requires the lawful procuring and furthering the wealth and outward estate of ourselves and others. And I believe that there's only two main ways in Scripture that we can lawfully acquire wealth and possessions. The first way of acquiring wealth and possessions is by our own labor and work. It's the most important and foundational and basic one that we are to remember. Ephesians 4:28, when Paul talks about those who steal, what is his solution, his remedy to this problem of theft? It's labor, it's work, productive labor. Ephesians 4:28 says, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs." We must remember that when God put Adam in the garden, He put him there to work. Work is not a product of the fall. It's not a product of sin. The difficulty of work is a product of the fall, but work itself is a very good thing that God has made for us. But in our sin, we don't want to work. We want things for free. We want the easier way to acquire possessions. But this is the first lawful way that God has given us to acquire possessions in this life. The second way of acquiring wealth and possessions lawfully is by gifts or inheritance. I kind of put them in the same thing, since I think an inheritance is a sort of gift. It is perfectly good and appropriate that we receive gifts from others, including inheritance. Proverbs 13 exalts the goodness of gift-giving in terms of inheritance. It says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." So these are the two lawful ways that we can acquire possessions in this life. What are some of the unlawful ways that we try to circumvent this, other ways that we try to acquire for ourselves? Well, anything that is not working and not a gift, right? very, perhaps one common way that people try to do this is through gambling. You remember when the Powerball lottery a couple months ago was in the one of the highest numbers it's ever been, and people were buying lottery tickets like crazy. A number of economists have called gambling a tax on the stupid. And there's good reason for that, because the numbers don't work in the favor of those who gamble. People that habitually gamble find themselves in financial ruin. I've been to the Bellagio in Vegas, and I can tell you that the people that are making money are the people that own those casinos. Beautiful place, but people leaving after they hit the slot machines are not the ones coming out rich. So another way that we unlawfully acquire wealth is when we're slothful in our work. Particularly when we're slothful while on the job as an employee or as a contractor, when we're working for someone else. When we're employed or when we're contracted, we agree to produce a certain amount of labor for a certain amount of money. But it's easy for us to cut corners and to do the least amount to try to get what we were promised. So this is also an unlawful way to acquire wealth. Another way that this commandment is broken is by waste. The waste that God, of things that God has given us and the waste of things that God has given others. Proverbs 18 verse 9, it says, "He that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster." He says they're blood kin. Same thing. Those that are slothful are just as bad as those who waste. And isn't it sure easy to spend other people's money? Or how do you treat the rental car when you get the rental car, right? When you don't own it, how are you going to take care of these things? And we see the Eighth Commandment isn't just about our possessions, how we use our possessions, but also how we use the possessions that have been entrusted to us by others. When you have a company credit card, how tempting it could be to use it in a wrong way and to waste what God has given you to steward. In short, what does the Eighth Commandment require? It requires integrity in our labors. We cannot acquire wealth and possessions unlawfully. I want to close by reading Romans 13 here. Paul talks about how we are children of the day, that in Christ we have been redeemed. We have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and therefore we are to walk differently. It says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. And knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do ask that you would forgive us, because in our sinfulness we have misused the things that you have given us and misused what you have given us to steward from others. We have stolen the wealth and possession of others. We have looked out for ourselves and have not had a love for you and a love for our neighbor in mind as we work each day. Help us, we pray, that each one of us would walk with integrity and honesty. Help us to lawfully procure wealth that you have granted to us. May we always remember, Lord, that everything that you've given us is a gift and something that we have received by your grace. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.